Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie, and happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday it is. I cannot believe that I went on a Disney cruise to the Bahamas.
Okay, I saw your pictures on Instagram, on your Instagram stories, and I was like, I knew she was going on a cruise, but a Disney cruise, that's another level. Are you a Disney adult?
I am not a Disney adult at all. Well, I guess it depends on the definition, because...
Do you live and breathe Disney?
No, I would not consider myself a Disney adult, but I absolutely love Disney movies. I love Pixar, like Avatar, everything. Like, that is my shit. That is my jam. Avatar is definitely Disney, I think.
I think so.
But it was so much fun. It was an invite only.
This is not an ad, by the way.
This is absolutely not
an
ad for Disney.
You're trying to sell everyone on this Disney cruise.
No, I actually was very skeptical to the point where I wasn't even going to go on the cruise. Because one, I hate being stuck on a ship with a lot of people because there's no exit plan.
Yeah, you can't just like
jump in
escape.
The ocean. The ocean is a scary place. You cannot jump in there.
That's my biggest fear, is the ocean. Yeah. I think it's scarier than space. I'd rather be stuck in space than the ocean. But anyways, I digress.
We haven't uncovered so much of the ocean. But anyway, it was such a good time. Everywhere you went, there was like a little Disney character, like Donald Duck is running around. I got my hair done, Natalie, at the Untangled Salon, and the entire salon was Rapunzel themed. I was like, okay, I think I'm a Disney adult now.
Okay.
It was so fun. We're going on one next. It'll be great.
It looks like a really, really good time. And I'm not a Disney adult, even though I really enjoy Disney things. Like, mm-hmm. I really love Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Like, that song, Tale as Old as Time.
Yes.
This is crazy, but I think it's going to be my wedding song, like my first dance song with my husband.
Oh my God, that's so cute. They had a whole bar called The Rose, and it was Beauty and the Beast themed. It was stunning.
I mean, I love Disney World.
See, I can't get behind Disney World. I think it's chaotic.
Oh my gosh. I went in my 20s and I had a blast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think you have to go as an adult to really appreciate it. I went as a toddler a couple of times, and obviously I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But when I look at the pictures, I was like, how unfun. I couldn't go on Tower of Terror.
Ooh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, why would you take your young kids there? You should go as an adult.
Yeah. That's my thing too, is like, I haven't been back as an adult, but the cruise was amazing. It was like an invite only, so it was only at half capacity. So there was like a bunch of like influencers and celebrities running around. Like, Lance Bass was there. I realized I was at the low end of the totem pole.
They're like, you're gonna be staying in the cruise suites.
Yeah. I'm like, do I get an ocean view room, please?
And they're like, no, you get a view of the ocean. Your window is gonna be underwater.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
But you know, I was thinking about this, like right before the cruise, I was like, I knew there was going to be like a lot of influencers, a lot of, you know, celebrities and things coming on the trip. And I thought to myself, I was like, okay, every time I go on like a tropical vacation, like right before it, I get so much anxiety, specifically because I have to be like in a bikini or wear outfits that are like more revealing and things like that. And it's just like, it's crazy how much of my energy and time and thoughts are consumed by that. And it's literally like based in insecurity.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think I definitely get that too, mm-hmm. where I'm like prepping outfits for a vacation in warmer weather.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm going to have to be in swimsuits and things like that. You want to feel good and look good. You're also being like kind of insecure, being like, oh my gosh, I have to like take the time to wear something that reveals more skin. Like, I'm not going to be wearing a jacket in like the Bahamas.
Yeah, you know, 80 degree weather.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, you have to be, you like, it's stressful and you have to be like more strategic,
mm-hmm,
in what you wear.
You know, but this time around, I was not like that at all, which surprised me so much because normally I'm like very insecure. And this trip, I said, fuck it. I literally wore whatever I wanted to wear. I wore the two-piece bikini. It was high-waisted. Because, I mean, let's not go crazy. But I, like, went in the ocean. Usually when I'm with friends or people I don't know, I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I'll just sit in the sand, like, have my cover-up on and, like, chill. This time I was like, I took it off. I went into the ocean, took pictures in the ocean. Like, I literally was like, who is this deep tea? Because no, I don't know her.
Isn't it the best feeling?
It's such a good feeling.
Also, you realize no one cares.
Exactly.
Like, no one cares. Sometimes I'll feel insecure about my body and be like, oh, I just like don't look great in this outfit. Like, people can see, I don't know, like my stomach kind of sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize like no one cares. Just like how I don't care about what people look like and what they wear.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about it at all. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful here. I'm not thinking, oh my gosh, why is she wearing that? Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Never.
That made me less insecure. Like, I'm no longer insecure about like what I wear. If I don't even pay attention to the people around me when I'm on vacation or really anywhere I go, like I never, unless someone's wearing the most amazing outfit,
yeah,
like I don't remember what they're wearing or yeah, how they look like in whatever they wear. And right, I was like, same with me. Like, no yeah, one's being like, oh my gosh, wait, like that dress is a little bit loose on her. Or yeah, like, you know, she's not a size zero and she's wearing a tight dress.
And even if someone does have that thought, who cares? Because honestly, the opinions of other people or what they think is none of your business anyways. Yeah. Like, who cares? And it's a little bit narcissistic of me to think that, oh my gosh, everyone's thinking and talking about me.
No, like, it's no, not narcissistic at all. I think it's a very normal thought yeah, to be like, everyone's gonna be looking at me and mm-hmm, having negative thoughts about what I'm wearing in my body.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone has had that thought at some point in their life.
Yeah. And those thoughts are so consuming to the point where it stops me sometimes from doing certain things or going certain places with people. Like, I even remember when I went on the Mexico trip with some of my friends, I felt so insecure that anytime they asked me to get into the pool to swim with them and like go up to the swim up bar, I'd be like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm just going to chill in the cabana with my cover up. And I was like, that calls more attention to you than anything else.
I used to do this thing at work where, you know, I would sit down and I would immediately cross my arms because I want to hide that like yeah, fold of your tummy.
Yeah, which happens, is natural and normal.
So I would do that, like, whether it was during work meetings, mm-hmm, like at work dinners. One of my coworkers at the time like took a picture at a work dinner of like all of us like around the dinner table. And I remember looking at the picture and being like, it's so obvious I'm trying to hide my stomach because mm-hmm, the fact I'm in this unnatural position at dinner, like with my arms crossed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. I feel like when you act insecure about your body, mm-hmm, like you try to hide your body, the more obvious it is that you are hiding your body and like being insecure.
Oh, absolutely. Body language is such a big indicator of your confidence. And like, even if you're looking down and walking or like you said, like crossing your arms and covering it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people to see it. Those are like clear signs that you're not feeling good about yourself. And once you just like let go of that and you're like, okay, it does not matter, you just exude a different type of confidence. And
yes,
confidence is what people need to start comparing, not physical appearance, in my opinion.
No, 100%. A big piece of why I was also so uncomfortable is I would be obsessed with fitting into a certain size. I was like, I am this,
yes,
I'm this pant size and I'm this shirt size and I can't go up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, no, I am a size small.
Yes.
Like, I would tell myself, like, I can't go up to medium or large. Yeah. No way. And after I got that out of my head and I started just like buying any size that fit my body well,
mm-hmm,
that also changed. Because like, once you do that, you're not buying the pants that are too tight because you want to fit into a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
You're not buying the shirt that's like way too tight on your body because you're like, no, I need to get this size.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will wear like three sizes up from my typical size.
Yeah.
Because first, it has to do with the brand. Like, mm-hmm, sometimes brands,
they're all over the place.
Or like a shirt just feels and fits better when it's like a size up.
we let our size define us so much because we're like, oh my gosh, I cannot be this size. But the way my waist looks so snatched when I go up like one or two pant sizes is insane. Because it's not like squishing like a sausage and like get me a muffin top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're natural. You're sitting. And like, especially when you're sitting down, it doesn't like ride up and stuff. And that was the biggest part about this cruise too, is like I wore things that like fit my body well.
Yeah.
And I felt so confident in it that I was like, yeah, I don't need like a shrug to cover my arms. I don't need like a cover up. Like just be yourself and enjoy your time.
No, I love that you had that realization.
I know. I was like, who am I?
No, I love that. Yeah.
And it's crazy because like I've been anywhere from a size zero to all the way up to a 16. So I've been all across the board. And the fact that I felt the most insecure and the least confident when I was at my like lowest weight or lowest size is kind of crazy to me. It's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah. But also, it's so interesting that I feel like I have to be at my lowest weight to feel confident.
I know. Why is that a thing that's correlated in our brains? I
feel like currently at this weight, I'm not at my lowest weight at all. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at this weight, like I'm my most healthiest, happy. I don't think about food all the time.
Yeah, I love
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
So I was like, no, I love it. And then I just stopped caring what people thought about my body. But actually, I realized no one ever thinks about my
body. No one thinks about it besides
except for
ours.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah. I live in activewear 90% of my week. I wear it more than anything else, and Fabletics has become my go-to. I recently got their no-roll leggings, and I absolutely love them. Like, I wear them to run errands, to my cardio classes, when I travel. They just hold up. They're super comfortable, really flattering, and the quality feels way higher than what I paid. And when I signed up as a VIP, I got 80% off everything, which made trying it out a no-brainer.
I grabbed a pair of joggers and their lightweight jacket, and it's basically my everyday outfit when I leave the house. You know when something just fits right and you don't have to mess with it? That's what I like about their stuff. I get why people swear by Fabletics. It's comfortable and it actually feels good to wear. Fabletics already has amazing deals, but right now they're running their biggest sale of the year on top of that. And I've got an exclusive offer just for you, 80% off everything when you sign up as a VIP.
Head to fabletics.com/out of the pods and sign up as a VIP to get 80% off everything. This is only available through our link, so go to fabletics.com/out of the pods to sign up as a VIP and get 80% off. That's fabletics.com/out of the pods. One of the things that I do when I'm insecure about something is I'll call it out. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, as if it's like the elephant in the room. This is something I used to do that literally makes me cringe thinking about it, is I have like deep stretch marks in the inner part of my thighs. Mm-hmm. And with any man, now they think about it, it was like with literally men only.
Yeah.
Like for women, I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
with any man, let's say I was wearing shorts or in a bikini, I'd always point them out and be like, oh my gosh, my stretch marks are so bad. Mm-hmm. As if I needed to call it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
To just like get it out of the way or something.
Yeah. You're getting ahead of it.
And every man that I've said that to is like, either I didn't notice or everyone has them. Like, it's fine.
They normalize it so much because it is so normal.
But most of it was like, oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Like, just.
Yeah. Like, and why are we harp on it so much? I think that's the part that annoys me about myself, is that I spend so much time thinking about things that don't matter.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so dumb.
And then the worst is when I would point them out as if like literally it was like the biggest flaw about me. I was like, I could find worse things. And it's related to my personality. Guys would be like, oh yeah, like I have them too. This guy's being like, no, I have the exact same ones like on my back or whatever.
Yeah. And you're like, you never noticed them on me.
Yeah.
That's selfish of you. How dare you?
I was telling Deepdy this story before we started recording, but I mentioned my stretch marks to this guy I was dating. And he was like, oh, wait, no, I have them too. Like, are they really, really bad? Like, are they a really bad thing? Like, I thought everyone had them. And then he got insecure and I was like, oh my gosh.
Stop spreading the insecurity.
I was like, no, everyone has them. I was like, don't be insecure. It was crazy. And I was like, okay, I have to stop doing that.
Yeah. No, exactly. We just need to, not that it's like an easy thing to do. Obviously, you're going to have those thoughts. But like, I'm like, okay, quickly, you need to replace it with a new thought.
Yeah.
Like, and wire your brain differently. And yeah, for some reason on this cruise, I was wired differently.
No, I'd love that.
I was like, screw it. No one cares. I wore like two-piece, like, outfits, and normally I'm like really insecure about my arms, and I was like, I need to cover these at all times, or yeah, like I just don't go out if it's too hot or something like that. But now I'm like, no one cares.
Yeah,
not one goddamn person out there cares.
No one literally cares about your arms except for you.
Yeah. And that is so freeing.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most freeing thing in the world?
It's kind of sad being like, no one cares. Like, literally no one cares what you look like, but it's also so free.
Yeah. Which is kind of hard sometimes to get into that mindset, because obviously the internet is a tough place to be.
Yeah.
But we compare ourselves to perfection. Like, who doesn't like edit their photos a little bit to make them look perfect?
I do. But I think that's like totally normal. Like, no mm-hmm. one posts pictures where they feel like it doesn't show their best selves. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there's a line of like not caring what you look like, but also your social media. When everyone's putting their best foot forward on social media and mm-hmm. it's like a highlight reel, like you're gonna follow that trend and do the same.
Yeah.
Unless you're like an account where you're like, you know, talking about the realness of women's bodies, but like we're not those.
Yeah,
we're
that's not those not accounts. Us. Yeah. No, and that's totally true, because even on the cruise, I was thinking about it, and we were all like laying on the beach, and there was people of all bodies and sizes and shapes, and everyone's so unique in their own way. But when you think about social media, it's like, oh no, like I just see perfection at all times. Yeah. And that's not realistic whatsoever.
Yeah. You know the guy I was just talking about who has stretch marks as well? He photoshops them out too.
Yeah.
Even though they're like completely normal and most people have them.
Yeah.
Like the fact he was just like, wait, I thought everyone has them, but he also photoshops them out. So
we're all the same.
Yeah.
We're
so I was like, yeah, like it's hard though, because obviously you're looking at social media mm-hmm. and you're like, wait, that person doesn't have it. So it must not be
real.
Yeah.
Except for they're just normal. Photoshopping it out.
Yeah. So. And I was like, that's the most normal thing of them all.
It's so true.
Listen, okay, everyone knows this, but when the show came out, people were like, you were like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, like straighten your back out. And I've like,
rude, it's rude, but.
But I was like, also the truth.
No,
like,
it's not.
You know, when you like watch yourself and you're like, oh yeah, like I should probably stand up straight. I used to Photoshop my back.
How?
After the show. Like, I'd be, like, hunched over, and I'd take, like, the, like, there's a tool on Facetune where you could, like, maneuver your body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would, like, Photoshop.
That couldn't have worked right. How?
No, it didn't, because I would post a picture, and I actually remember this. There's one where it's us as a group and I'm on the end. It's like the five women from our cast.
Yeah.
And I was like hunched over, and I was like, I gotta fix this before I post it, because like I'm getting so many comments about my hunch. So I Photoshop it where like my back's straighter, but my like, you know, like my, yes. It's like, it looks weird. But you know when you Photoshop something for so long, you're like, it looks pretty okay. Like you kind of
you have eye blindness.
Yeah, like you become blind to how much you Photoshop.
Absolutely.
And you like convince yourself like, oh, that looks real.
That's me.
Yeah. The comments were like, I can't even talk about this seriously because it's so embarrassing. But I had to delete the picture off my profile because I was getting comments being like, is something weird with Nat's back?
This is why you have to send your Photoshopped pics to the people that are closest to you. I send it to my sister to be like, does this look like me? And she's like, no, who is that?
Now I do. I'd be like, is anything wrong with this picture? And they'll be like, you definitely Photoshopped yourself.
I don't do it now anymore because, again, it's the whole thing of like the reason why I'm probably so insecure is because I see perfection on social media. It's like, don't try to achieve perfection. Like the imperfection is the beauty, and be unique in your own way. And like, obviously, I don't want to put out an impression to be like, hey, you have to look perfect to be able to post, because F that, you know. But anyways, I don't know, man. This trip has really taught me a lot. One, I love Disney characters on a cruise, because why wouldn't I want to be sitting in a hot tub watching Finding Nemo and the ocean is around me? that was really cool. And two, I'm definitely not as insecure as I used to be, which is really cool.
No, I love that.
Yay.
Don't you love growing up, like getting older? Yes. Because you have realizations and you're like, oh mm-hmm. my gosh, why was I like that a couple of years ago?
Yeah. What was going on in my head that I felt so low about myself?
Yeah. Like every year I get older, it's like it's my best age yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
This is so crazy, but in 2 months, I'm going to be 35 years old.
No, that's so exciting.
It is exciting. I'm really excited. I'm planning a Thailand trip for it. I don't know if this happened to you, but it hit me so hard when I turned 30. I was like, I'm going to be so old. Like, I remember watching that movie 13 Going on 30 yeah. and being like, oh my God, that's so old. I think 30 hit me really, really hard where I was like, holy hell. Like, I can't believe this is how old I am. But after 30, I'm like, ooh, I love it.
Maybe like I wasn't really impacted because so much was going on when I was turning 30. Like our season just came out like less than a month prior. But I do love getting older because I feel like I'm a better person than I was last year. And my life is a little bit better every year.
That is so good. Because I
think if you have that mindset of like, wait, I'm so much better than I was when I was like 29.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps make you feel really good about getting older.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, the holidays are so close and I'm hosting one of the parties this year and I realize my house is absolutely not ready to host anyone. I need extra seating, warmer bedding, cute serveware. Thankfully, Wayfair's Black Friday sale started early and it's been my lifesaver. They have everything I need from big stuff like sofas to little things like spatulas, and you can get up to 70% off.
So I love their Black Friday sale. I grabbed these really pretty textured wine glasses for hosting, plus a new area rug from my bedroom, and both showed up so fast. Wayfair selection is huge. Like, you can start browsing for one thing and suddenly you've built a whole mood board for your house. They make it really easy to make your space feel like you.
Don't miss out on early Black Friday deals. Head to wayfair.com now to shop Wayfair's Black Friday deals for up to 70% off. That's wayfair.com. Sale ends December 7th. I'm like not in the least bit worried that I'm turning 35. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're going to be 35. And they're like, how do you feel? I'm like, I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I am where I am in life. And, you know, another thing with the whole 35 thing is like my family has been like very, not even my immediate family, but like my distant family or my extended family. They're like, it's time. You need to get married. Like, you're still single. And I'm like, no. I am so happy that I am turning 35 with no kids and no partner. I know that sounds so crazy to say out loud, but like, when am I ever going to get this time back to myself? Because as soon as I have a partner, obviously it's two people in it. And then as soon as you have kids, it's like you have no time for yourself for yeah. a little while at least, you know? And I'm like, this is the most treasured time of my life.
Also, I get so annoyed when people are like, you really need to start thinking about getting married and be like, okay, yeah, let me just pluck some man off the street for sure. As if it's so easy
yeah,
to
find.
Yeah,
insert man here.
Yeah, as if it's so easy to find a partner. Yeah. I was like, listen, if I had no standards, maybe I'd marry anything. But as someone who has like some standards,
mm-hmm.
like I think about all my ex-partners and what life would have looked like if I got married to them. Specifically with the ones where I was really close to marrying them or we talked about marriage, my life would have been so miserable
yes.
if I ended up with them mm-hmm. in a marriage where I couldn't escape.
Absolutely. I was going to marry my ex that was cheating on me. Like, I didn't realize it yeah. at the time, but I really, if I had kids with that man, like I would be so miserable working like 40 plus hours a week, supporting all of us. Like, I would just
as
be,
he's cheating on you behind
as,
your back.
Literally as he's cheating on me. Like, imagine if we had settled. Like, I'm so happy we didn't and we waited till we are in our 30s so that we know what our standards should be. Because I had no standards in my 20s at all.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he loves me. It's fine.
No,
like, no.
It actually gets me really annoyed when people say like, oh, like, shouldn't you be married or shouldn't you start thinking about settling down? People will say that about too. Like, oh my God, I can't believe like Deepti and Natalie aren't married yet. Like, didn't they do Love is Blind? And I was like, do you know that I went on 30 plus first dates this year? You don't think I'm trying? But imagine if I settled for the person that either wasn't meant for me or mm-hmm. did not treat me kindly.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather get those comments being like, oh my God, they're still single, versus being in a marriage with someone who would make my life miserable.
Yeah. And I've actually talked to like some of my cousins who are like now in their 40s who've had, who have kids, and they got married like 22, 23, which is when I was supposed to be married, like have an arranged marriage or whatever. And I said, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy I did that, because some of my cousins who are my age said yes to that. And anyways, I was talking to them.
Are they miserable? I want to know.
Yeah. Wait, what did you?
I said, are they miserable? Some do of they them, regret?
They're not miserable and they don't regret it, but they do say, they're like, I'm so envious of you. The fact that you have this time to do whatever you want, you can go travel, you have nothing tying you back, is such a freeing thing. And I can't do that. And so she's like, enjoy your time that you have and do not feel the pressure. We have time to experience that magical thing with kids too. But right now I'm like, let me enjoy my yeah. freedom, and then I can have that later.
Also, I was thinking, like, even if it doesn't happen, let's say I don't find a long-term partner. Let's say I end up not having kids. Like, it's just not part of my path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's okay too.
Yeah.
You
of
know
course.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think at this age, we'll start getting that a lot of being like, oh, mm-hmm. like, have you thought about settling down? Or like, why are you still single? I'll even get that on dates.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be like, so, like, yeah. why are you
what's,
still
what's
single?
What's going on yeah. with you? Yeah. When I but start then, dating again, I'm afraid of that question, but I'm going to have the best answer ready to go. I'm literally going to say what we just talked about is I needed time to heal and figure out who I am as a person before I like allow and give my energy up to somebody else.
Yeah.
Plus, I did a dumbass reality TV show that like, really like, set me back 5 years.
In between there, I also went on this reality TV show where it wasn't a great experience.
Yeah. No, I think about this often. If we hadn't done the reality TV show, I think that I would be married by now. That's a weird thing to say out loud, because I was a chronic relationship girl. Like, if I wasn't in a relationship, I didn't feel good about myself. So I would like have long relationships.
You would force a marriage.
I would like freaking force a marriage so hard. I probably would have texted that ex again and been like, so are you done cheating? Like, is that stage over? Like, should we try again?
I don't even care that you're cheating. Let's just yeah. like, just put a ring on it.
Yeah, let's just go.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I'm tired.
But that's what the show taught me, is like, know your worth, girl. And that's why you have high standards. You have to keep them high.
Yeah. No, I think that's what the show taught me too, is like to have higher standards. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the biggest wake up call when you watch yourself on a TV show as a viewer.
Yes.
Watching yourself make dumb decisions, let things slide that you shouldn't let slide, like mm-hmm. justify bad behavior. Yeah. It's just, it's a learning lesson. And not only are you watching, but also your friends and family, and they're just like, what the fuck? And then also all the viewers.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Like all these strangers now being in your DMs being like, girl, you better not go back.
Yeah. What are you doing with your
yeah.
life?
Yeah. So, see? And then you're just like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I see all of my mistakes and how low my standards were.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
I'm so happy we went through that to learn it. But yeah, because I would be married to some problematic son right now for sure. Same. And I would be miserable.
Someone's problematic son.
100%. And I'm so happy that our viewers and listeners and followers keep us in check.
Wait,
they need
is,
to keep us in check.
I'm gonna start calling people that. You're someone's problematic son. Oh my God, that is so funny.
Isn't that good?
Someone's problematic son.
Because, you know, they'd be problematic.
Oh,
you know,
my
I'm
God.
Problematic too sometimes. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You're a problematic daughter.
And that's what we learned from the show too, is that we have issues to deal with too. If you want a high worthy man, you have to be a high worthy girl.
Yeah, and I was like watching myself too, and I was like, I'm a little toxic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm a pushover.
Yeah, I'm talking about like, oh yeah, I just realized I let so much bad behavior slide. I was also a problem. Okay.
We live and we learn. We live don't and judge. We
learn. And I don't judge myself.
Yeah. The other day when I was in Florida, I bought a new perfume and I absolutely hated it. It smelled so great when I sprayed it in the store, but when I wore it out to dinner, I don't know, it just was not working for me. And I spent $160 on it. It was just so disappointing. But that's why I'm so happy I discovered Micro Perfumes. Micro Perfumes lets you sample luxury fragrances in pocket-sized vials. You get the true high-end experience for just a few bucks.
So I've actually ordered and used sample luxury fragrances for Micro Perfumes, mostly to find my perfect scent. I just don't like to commit and spend a lot of money unless I love something, and this is the perfect way to do that. I've sampled Dior and Tom Ford and so many more. There are over 500 fragrances to choose from, real designer brands, no dupes, and they ship fast and straight to my door.
So why commit blind to a $200 bottle? Find your scent soulmate today and get up to 60% off at microperfumes.com/out of the pods. That's microperfumes.com/out of the pods for up to 60% off. Microperfumes, real scents, no regrets. I was thinking about something the other day, and you're going to love this. I have become a calendar girly.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh my gosh. You rarely put reminders on a calendar, but you still remember everything. Like, you still know something's happening on a date, but, well, kind of.
80%. 80%. I remember 80%. Let's
but
be fair.
But you never put a calendar reminder, and I'm the opposite.
No, you, this girl will be like, oh, we need to just like quickly talk about something for like 15, 20 minutes. She goes, I'll put that on the calendar. I'm like, does it really need a calendar invite? And she's like, yes, this is important to
100%.
me.
100%. Yeah.
And when we say we're opposite, like, she's definitely type A, I'm definitely type B.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably type C. There's another one.
You are type B, but there's moments where you are type A.
Yeah, there's exactly.
Where you're that's like, we got to go through the to-do list.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, don't deviate. We're just going to, like, you'll go through, you'll get into this mode of, like, we are doing everything today on our to-do list.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like,
versus being, like, go with the flow of, like, okay, well, like, when we
whatever
get to
happens, happens. Yes. Like,
it'll all work out.
I so much want to be the latter because I really hate, like, a schedule and a routine.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing a schedule and routine is so important because, you know, it just, you know, puts you on the right track and builds that confidence we were talking about earlier. I think it's one of the reasons why I'm also not as insecure because I'm doing the things that I need to be doing. Yeah, you know?
You're putting the reminders on your calendar.
They're important. But the other day, someone's birthday popped up on my little calendar thing. It's like, you know, when you input a birthday on a calendar, you just click
yearly. Oh, you
yearly.
Do that?
I know. I have to because I'm so ADHD that I forget everyone's birthdays. Mm. Like, except for my immediate family, you know?
Yeah,
but I forget people's birthdays. Do you put calendar invites up?
I do. I'm just shocked you do that.
Because Facebook's not around anymore for me.
I don't to give you the reminder that it's someone's birthday. I probably have 50 people's birthdays on my calendar.
Yeah. I'm probably close to the same. And so when it pops up, like, the person in me, like, I always want to, like, you know, send out love and light.
Yeah, you want to send that little text, that happy little, birthday.
Yeah, and it's like, and every time I pull up the text, it's like, oh, you sent the same message last year because you haven't talked since. And I'm like, at that point, you probably should stop. But I saw someone's birthday pop up, and I hadn't talked to her in, like, probably a year and a half. And I thought to myself, I actually, like, wrote out a text because I was like, oh, like, this person meant something to me at some point in my life.
Yeah, and she's in your calendar. That's so important.
So important because, you know me, calendar, that's crazy.
Yeah. To input someone's birthday for you, like, they're important.
They're important.
Yeah.
So I literally wrote out a whole text message. And then right before I hit send, I was like, And I don't know what changed my mind, but I deleted it and I was like, I didn't send it. Have you, like, I don't know, like, at what point is
because
it
is
that
this
you don't reach out?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably because you have the birthday on your calendar, too.
I do. And I also didn't reach out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't talked to this person longer than you. I haven't talked to this person in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, yeah, it's a nice thing to do. But also, you know, we're no longer friends. Well, her and I were always just acquaintances and we hadn't talked in 3 years. So it didn't feel appropriate for me to send a birthday text. Mm-hmm. But for you, I definitely know.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were so close and it's just like, I don't know. I think in my head I get really sad because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that someone that was that close to me is no longer in my life to any capacity.
But I think for good reason.
Yeah, absolutely for good reason.
I don't want to share too much, but this person did multiple things, maybe not directly to you, but things that indirectly hurt you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's like, even if like things didn't work out in our friendship, it doesn't mean that like there's no love there. It just means I can't have that energy around me in my life anymore.
Like you had to distance yourself for a good reason. I think it was like impacting your mental health.
Absolutely.
Being friends with her.
Yeah. And that's what I thought to myself. I was like, okay, if I do send this text, it's like inviting that energy back into my life again. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. Even though I'm like, oh, I wish you the best. I hope you have like the best day, month, year, you know? And that's literally what I typed out. But I was like, what's the point of that? You know? Yeah. Do you ever like get to that point and do you think I should delete the calendar invite? More importantly, I'm trying to organize the calendar.
I think you should delete the calendar invite. And the only reason is I don't think she's a friend you would bring back into your life. I feel like it's different if it's a friend where you've lost touch with, or you're just in that season of your friendship where you're not talking as much. Mm-hmm. I think that leave it and wish them a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Like I still do that with friends I haven't talked to in maybe a year, but they were important to me. Like, but we have history together and they're still like, I still consider them a friend, even though we haven't talked in a long time.
Yeah.
Like I still do that. I will still wish them happy birthday or keep it on my calendar because I was like, I think that they'll be back into my life.
Yeah.
But I feel like with that friend who has done so many things where it's like almost unrepairable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you just kind of have to let it go.
Yeah. And like a text message is so personal because it's like, obviously, I don't know, that platform is like just so personal, I feel like, but like social media, like messaging them on social media or something is like so much easier. That's one of the reasons why I wish Facebook would, I should make a comeback to Facebook because it's like, let me just write on the wall, you know, they'll never see it.
Exactly.
But
when you write a deep text message, I feel like that's really personal.
Yeah, because then you know they're going to be like, oh, how have you been? We should hang out. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's not the purpose of the text. It's just to wish you all the love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, like, even when my ex's birthdays come up on my calendar, immediately delete.
Isn't it so crazy to think about your ex's birthdays? Like, you were with them for so long. I think I spent 7 birthdays, like, planning something special for them on that day. And now it's, like, so insignificant to me.
So it's still on your calendar?
It's not in my calendar. It's just etched into my brain.
Like, you just know the day.
Oh, 100%. May 1st. Don't look him up, send him hate. No, I'm just kidding.
Everyone's like, who was born on May 1st?
You'll never find him, I promise.
1991. I'm just kidding. I don't know the year.
But yeah, it's so weird to think about that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. With New York boy on his birthday, it's like sometime in December, I went to go visit him and I did like a whole thing for him. And then the next year when his birthday rolled around, it was on my calendar. Yeah. I was like, fuck this bitch.
What a loser.
I was like, fucking
cheating ass.
Yeah. But you know what's the funniest?
Yeah.
Is for him not to forget my birthday, I sent him a calendar invite with my birthday.
Of course you did.
By his request, though. I actually remember this moment where he was like, when's your birthday? And I would tell him and then he'd forget the date. And I was like, no, it's on this date. It's March 13th.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you just send me a calendar invite? I will never remember this.
You were literally like, stop turning me on.
Calendar invite? And so I was like, of course I'll send you a calendar invite. So from my email to his work email plus his personal email, I sent.
That is so over the top. It's insane.
I sent like a yearly recurring invite that says like Natalie's birthday. And my birthday comes and it shows like I have a meeting.
Oh.
And it's that reminder. And I was cackling.
He had an all day meeting that was busy. Yeah, yeah. He's like, well, sorry, blocked off today.
I had it set from like 9 to 10 a.m. like a reminder. Oh, it popped up as a meeting reminder the day of my birthday. And I was like, what is this? So I click in. I was like, oh.
That is so funny to me.
And then like an hour later, I get a decline notification. Like he declined.
That's funny though. That's funny.
That's so funny.
This is the times where the calendar backfires.
It happened this year. It was so funny.
That's kind of funny.
But I loved it because I was like, it's your yearly reminder that I exist and you treated me horribly. I hope you feel really bad.
No, him declining is actually like really funny to me.
And the fact he had
the fact he had it
notify my email. Like, you know how sometimes you could decline without it notifying the other person?
Or just like delete the event or something.
I was like, talk about petty.
No.
Listen,
he had a whole podcast episode. So the decline is not terrible, but he deserved it. And you did not deserve the decline. So that's the difference.
It literally made me laugh. I was like, oh my God.
What a loser.
It was so funny.
God, calendar invites are so lucrative. Like, they're so,
yeah,
there's so much lore to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But going back to that friend, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, deleted the text.
Also, I feel like you wanted to distance yourself from her, mm-hmm, and you still do, because she has done hurtful things since.
Yeah, just in general, things that I wouldn't agree with, things she moved in ways that I would never move in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, again, I don't think she's coming back into your life. So that's fine. It's like a way to keep your distance. I feel like it would, mm-hmm, confuse her if you sent the text.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you're opening up this friendship again. Yeah. And I don't think that's what you want.
Yeah. The communication channel would be reopened. And that's something like I don't want to deal with, because I'm like, okay, I already went through a hard time trying to separate myself. It's like, let's not ruin the progress.
Yeah.
It's that time of year again where my hair starts thinning out and I absolutely hate it. Every time I look at my hairbrush, I'm reminded of just how much hair I'm losing. There are so many products out there and it's hard to know which ones are actually going to do anything for you, which is why I'm so happy I gave Nutrafol a chance. It's physician formulated, clinically tested, and even recommended by dermatologists.
Nutrafol is so easy to add to your daily routine. You purchase online, there's no prescription required, and the automated deliveries and free shipping keep you on track. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1.5 million people. You can feel great about what you're putting into your body since Nutrafol hair growth supplements are backed by peer-reviewed studies and NSF content certified, the gold standard in third-party certification for supplements.
See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OOTP.
Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP. Sometimes it's kind of a sad thing, or it's like really surprising when you had a friend you were really, really close with and you're no longer friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's only happened to like maybe one person in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't feel anything about that now,
mm-hmm,
because I think that friendship was like meant to end. I think we were just very different. And same thing. I just didn't agree with like the way she moved.
Yeah.
That sounds very like high level. Yeah. But like, you know, when they
that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
They make decisions and you're like, ooh, that decision is hurting a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I want to be friends with someone like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to reassess, because at some point in your life, like, it was fine and that behavior was acceptable. Not even that. At some point in your life, you were so close because you also didn't see the full picture of that person and your friendship. And you also are in like a phase. Like, I know that at the point when I was friends with this person, I was in my party phase. I was in like a phase of, I don't want to remember anything right now. Like, I just want to have fun. And I'm no longer in that phase. I'm like, we've grown as people.
Yeah.
And it no longer fits, you know?
Yeah. But it is very interesting with those types of friendships when they were a huge part of your life, like a few years ago, several years ago, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just out of your life.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It is. It's really sad.
But anyways, think about how cheap your future wedding's going to be now. Like, if you had a wedding when you were like 25 and had a lot of friends, you'd have to invite like 150 people. And now you only have to invite 40.
I was really wondering where you were going with this.
I was thinking about that.
I was like, what do you mean cheap wedding? No, you're right.
Yeah.
I want an intimate ass wedding. There's no way. Well,
not because like, I want one. It's like, all it is going to be intimate no matter what, because I just don't know as many people, or I'm not close as many people as I was when I was 24. And like, the girl I meet in the bathroom at some club is like my new best friend.
Yeah. Who knows? It could be your maid of honor.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably be like,
you still haven't met her. And I would be very disappointed. But
yeah. You know what? I was like, wow. Like, that's what I think about when
stages
you're like, when you like don't, you're no longer friends with
honestly,
someone, you're like, one less $150 plate I have to pay for.
Also, I think about like, if I did get married, like in my 20s to that person who cheated on me, like imagine the guest list. I would have been like, friends, like they're not in my life at all anymore.
Yeah, just like party friends.
Yeah, and they're like permanently in my wedding photos.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
I know.
Wild. Well, moral of the story is don't get married too early. Wait till you're ready. Don't feel the pressure of society.
If you are 22 and you're looking at all your friends and thinking, gosh, I have so many friends, not for long. Okay.
And make sure you update your calendar.
Wait 8 more years. They're all going to go away.
They're all going to go away.
Minus like one or two. But this is a side note. I told myself, like, if I have kids, I want it to be like girl, girl, or boy, boy. Like, I want, it's like, there's got to be that pattern somewhere, because like, I can't imagine having a brother being like, you look horrible in that outfit. Like, Jesus Christ, like, take that off. A sister would tell you that.
Oh, yeah. What's really funny is I have both, and yeah, they very much do it in different ways. Like, my brother has made me a tougher individual because yeah, he just like, it's my brother. Like, obviously, he's going to make fun
like,
of me.
Would he ever be like, those nails are hideous?
No. I don't know. But he would be very honest.
When you go out with your sister, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot my lipstick. Like, do you have some?
Mm-hmm.
You know your sister's probably going to wear a similar shade as you.
Oh, absolutely.
A brother won't.
No.
He has is like CarMax or like Aquaphor, you know?
Yes. You're so right. I love, love, love having my sister, yeah, because she is literally my belt and best friend. Me and my brother are like close now, but like at one point we were very distant from each other because there's just not a lot to relate on.
Yeah.
But as soon as he got married, everything changed because again, there's another sister involved now.
Oh,
and
yes,
now we're all so, so, so tight. And I do say it's because of my sister-in-law.
It's just like different. I just feel like if I had a brother, you know, and we went out and I got my period and I was having cramps, it's like, my brother doesn't understand. He'll probably be like, just suck it up. Like, because I'd probably be like, we have to stop somewhere and get Advil. Yeah. Like, you know, like I need something. And like, mm-hmm, also, do you have a tampon or a pad? Like, brothers don't get that.
Yeah.
But also on the flip side, imagine if I was a boy, mm-hmm, and like I had my first wet dream.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wait, when you pee your pants, right?
No, a wet dream is what, it's a sexual dream and you're turned on from it.
Shut up. No, you're kidding.
Natalie. A wet dream is like a spicy dream and you wake up turned on because you're wet. Natalie. You thought a wet dream is when you pee in the bed.
I thought it was like something like little boys went through where they just have their first pee in the bed and it's so shocking. They're like, oh my gosh.
It's like this episode took a turn and it's so funny.
It's like, you know, they're like, oh my God, I peed the bed and it's called a wet dream.
No.
Because they peed during a dream.
No.
And it's like so shocking to little boys, you know?
Yeah, no, that's not it at all. A wet dream is
That makes so much sense because when I was little, I definitely peed the bed and no one calls it a wet dream.
No, that's not a thing.
I just thought it was a thing that boys experience because their first, you know, peeing the bed is so traumatic, specifically to boys. And like girls would be able to deal with it. Like they have the emotional capacity to be like, yeah, I peed the bed.
Oh, that's where you're going with this. God.
And I thought it's called wet dream and why it's so specific to boys is like, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I peed the bed, you know?
Because they don't have the emotional capacity to handle it. That's so funny.
Yeah, it'd just be shocking.
Wow, you learned something today.
No way. Can I look this up?
No, please look it up. I'm 99% sure that's right.
Okay, so I looked it up and Deep D is right. But a wet dream can also happen in females. But I guess I just thought it was, you know, like,
yeah, it's universal. No, it's a universal
and
thing.
And obviously, I don't know what a wet dream is. It doesn't matter. Anyways, moving on. Forget what I was going to say.
Forget the sidebar.
I was going to say if, like, you know, you have one and you're a male and you could, like, you know, talk about it with your brother, like that'd be nice.
Yeah.
First,
I'm not gonna lie, having a brother and a sister is really, really amazing. I feel like I'm very
I wouldn't
lucky.
Know. I don't even know what a wet dream is. Literally, that's how little I know about men.
If you had a brother, I think you'd know
because exactly.
He would be making fun of it.
When you say like you love having a brother and sister, I don't even know what it's like to have a brother.
Oh, well, I can be your brother.
But you know what's crazy is I feel like I thank God every day I don't have one.
No, I love my brother because he used to bully me so much when I was younger that I have such a hard shell now. Like nothing will faze me anymore. He prepped me for that.
Wait, and I feel like my sister did that though to me.
No, my sister did. Well, my sister's an angel. But.
Oh, and you're Your sister is younger.
Yes, she's younger.
I'm the youngest. So I was bullied a little bit.
I'm not going to lie. I do bully my sister. It's just a natural phase of life. My brother bullies me. I bully her. That's just the natural
process. It's just the cycle of growing up.
Yeah. But I do have to say, like, I love getting advice from my brother because he is not as emotional with his thinking. So he's like very logical and puts me into place and motivates me in a different way, which is great. And my sister, on the other hand, she's like very valid. And she goes, it's so valid that you feel like that. And Sunny's like, no, that's crazy. Like, your thinking is so off.
Wait, I'm laughing because, like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I started this off being like, imagine if you go out and you need lipstick.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of a brother? Like, why would you ever need a brother? You would need a sister who would be like, yeah, I have one for you.
No, I know. Actually, now that you say it back, I'm like,
I was like what
why is
saying-
it the first thing that comes to your brain?
It's like, what you're saying makes sense. How did we get to this conversation?
I have no idea how we got to this conversation.
I feel like we were trying to end the calendar one and it like spiraled
hard.
Not that we're celebrities, but when the show came out, I remember a lot of people, regardless of our edit, would talk negatively about the entire cast.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay to talk about like how we looked like specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when our season came out, someone made a TikTok talking about our looks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's deleted now.
Yeah.
Because this person got like so much backlash for this TikTok. But it was the first TikTok I saw about our season. It was like maybe after the first sets of episodes dropped and this TikTok came on my For You page. I think it was just like ranking us and like what was wrong with each of our features.
Mm-hmm.
It was like crazy. And I remember looking at the comments, like when I used to be that person, when we would like look at the comments on what are people. Yeah. And someone was like, this is so mean. Like, why would you do this? And the creator of the TikTok commented being like, well, they went on a reality TV show. Like, it's expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's expected that people are going to like talk about how they look.
Yeah. If you have like any sort of following or you're a celebrity, you're no longer like just a person. You're a character in people's lives. And so they think it's like acceptable to just say whatever.
I think
in a weird way, like, it kind of makes sense. Like, it's not right, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And so the only reason I bring that up is like, I think it's like the same thing at such a grander scale with celebrities. Obviously, we kind of experienced that a little bit when our season came out. But then with celebrities, like, they're constantly being talked about, their looks. I feel like right now, like, the person who is always on my For You page, like, the celebrity is Sydney Sweeney.
Yes. Sydney Sweeney's getting so much attention right now. Because she's in so many things.
I feel like because she has made so many bad PR moves, I feel like it really started when she created that soap with her bathwater.
Oh, yes.
But the most recent thing I've seen about her is that she starred in a movie called Christy, and it was the 9th biggest box office bomb ever.
Oof.
I think based on the budget and compared to like what it's actually made, it was like it underperformed. Yeah, it was a flop. And they're like, it's probably based on Sydney Sweeney's reputation right now. It's her reputation's negative.
Yes.
But, you know, she's also worked really hard for this role. She gained 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Side note about the 30 pounds. I was like, I could gain that like in a month. Okay. When has gaining 30 pounds become a big feat? Because I do that every month during my period.
No, it's definitely a yearly occurrence for me, for sure.
It's like a monthly 30. One. I was like, if you asked me to gain 30 pounds for a role, I was like, give me one week and I will do it.
See, the easy part is gaining it. I couldn't even imagine how long it took for her to lose it. And can she share all the tips?
She lost in 7 weeks.
That's exactly why I need to know what she did. But, you know, it's probably pretty drastic.
Listen, I was like, you could have put me in that biopic as a body double. Come on.
Just get yourself a blonde wig and it could literally be Natalie.
No, literally. I was like, if you needed someone to make a little body transformation, I was like, I could have done it for you within a couple of days.
She is your girl.
I was like, don't you worry. Anyways, that was a little side tangent. But what I was trying to get at is like, imagine if just everyone was talking about you. Like, you open TikTok and you are the topic and people are just talking about how horrible you look, how horrible you are, making fun of how you look. I couldn't survive.
Yeah, I wonder if she even has like social media, because if I was her level of celebrity, I wouldn't even bother what the peasants have to say about me. I'd just be like, whatever, like, I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah, but I feel like you would get an idea because your friends and family are seeing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure they're relaying the message.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you know what people are saying about you out there?
Yeah. Like, hey, honey, I think that bathwater was a bad idea.
And also news outlets are asking her during interviews. Being like, hey, what do you think about this flop and what people are saying about you?
And she strongly stands behind her decisions on everything that she's done so far. But I do have to say, it's like so interesting to me that I guess this has always been the case, but your reputation does really matter. And the fact that the success of this movie could potentially be correlated with Sydney Sweeney's like actions and campaigns is kind of interesting to me. That kind of that sucks because they put in so much effort into the movie, and to see it potentially flop because
of one person.
Yeah, because I'd be so pissed. Main actor is actress is doing something crazy.
So this movie Christy is a biopic of a female boxer named Christy who went through who has a really great story. And I was like, imagine like you're like, this movie's about me and it's flopping because of this fucking actress right now.
I would be livid.
I would literally be livid.
I'd be like, my life.
I know. I'd be like, are you kidding me? But anyways, I was just thinking about like, just imagine being at that level and like everyone's talking about you and like the men that you're dating are seeing it. Like they open up their TikTok and they're like, what the fuck?
I'm not gonna lie, Sydney Sweeney doesn't have any issues getting mad.
No, that's true.
I'm like,
I don't know if I've ever told the story on the podcast, but last year I was dating someone and I guess my ex from the show was like posting TikToks and was like coming up on the feed of the guy I was dating, and my ex mentioned me in one of them and he's like, hey, do you know this person?
No.
He's like talking about you. And no. I was like, that is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I would honestly, I would just never talk to that person ever again. I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
That's exactly what happened.
Gotta go.
I felt so much shame. I was like, I actually can't continue dating you because you know too much now.
Yeah. Oh, that's why dating is harder.
And I was like, ew, you have TikTok? Like I was trying to shame him, being like, oh, loser. Like, delete that.
Honestly, that's pretty smart and funny of you.
I was like, what did you search for my ex to be on your For You?
That's true. Why is your For You tailored to reality TV feed?
Well, actually, content? I did. So I asked him that. I'd be like, what did you search for him to come up on your feed? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't know. I think that TikTok knows I'm dating you and it just happened.
Honestly, that is fair. That does happen.
I feel like our FBI agents, the ones that are like listening in on our, you know, phones or whatever, like they're fighting.
Oh,
your FBI agent is trying to sabotage our date. Like, I know it.
Speaking of, this is super freaky. And I've known about this in the back of my brain, but I recently saw a video that brought it to the forefront of my brain. TikTok updated their terms and conditions. And essentially, even if you're not using the app, they can still like access your camera. And this lady was talking on the thing and she goes, how many of y'all right now are watching this video in bed naked? And I was like, you got my attention. Why? Why do you ask?
It's not the fact that I'm watching it in my bed naked. It's the angle.
No, it's the angle. You know absolutely what I'm saying? But
like, definitely my double chin is out.
They can die. Then that's what's scary is like, no matter if you have the app open or not, they can hear and listen to you. And that is in the terms and conditions. Because who's reading that 5,000 page contract?
That's really, really scary.
No, it's scary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm still going to keep the app and I'm still going to lay in bed and watch TikTok.
But it kind of makes me feel safe. I feel like I'm going to have TikTok open when I'm like roaming the streets by myself.
So just in case anything happens.
Yeah, like evidence. Anything happens, I was like, the TikTok's watching.
The problem is they can't do anything about it. They're just like, ooh, that sucks.
They're like, so what are we going to do about this footage? Like,
delete it.
Yeah, just like, they're like, we're just going to file this one away of like Natalie literally getting robbed.
Yeah.
Going back to the guy I was dating, I was like trying to gaslight him and be like, why is that on your feed? Like, are you looking me up? Yeah. Are you looking up Love is Blind? Like, what? Are you looking up my ex? But
I would have been like, yeah.
No,
I am.
He's like,
I need to know what I'm getting myself into.
He's like, I literally don't know. He's like, I honestly don't know how she showed
but
up.
But I do
here.
Think that it's because he's correlated to you.
Yeah.
It's got to be something. Because, like, maybe a phone number, something. Like, there's an association there. There's some connection.
Something. Absolutely. He's like, listen, he goes, I've never looked up Love is Blind like on my feed, I promise.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all for today, Pod Besties.
That's it.
We're done.
See you next Wednesday.
Make sure you leave a review and subscribe.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.